From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading Unless the Wind Turns by Mildred Walker. Now let us begin with Unless the Wind Turns. Portia, within the bond of marriage, tell me, Brutus, is it expected I should know no secrets that appertain to you? Am I yourself? But, as it were, in sort or limitation to keep with you at meals, comfort your bed, and talk to you sometimes? Dwell I but in the suburbs of your good pleasure? If it be no more, Portia, is Brutus's harlot not his wife? Brutus, Portia, go in a while, and by thy bosom shall partake the secrets of my heart. Julius Caesar, Act 2, Scene 1. Introduction. Deirdre McNamer. When Mildred Walker began to write Unless the Wind Turns, her fifth novel, the Depression was drawing to a close and the world was on the brink of its second multinational conflagration. All the shapes were shifting. Walker, born in 1905, had grown up in Pennsylvania and Vermont, a bright and well-educated daughter of a parson and a schoolteacher. Now she lived in a windy little city called Great Falls, out on the Montana plains about 30 miles east of the Rocky Mountains. Her husband practiced medicine. They hadn't lived long in the West. Walker was in her mid-30s, had 3 young children, and seemed on the verge of a national literary reputation. Her previous book, Dr. Norton's Wife, had been the January 1939 selection of the Literary Guild of America, which called her a master of the novel form, and exuberantly predicted that she was about to move out